Miracle Recording. General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, and Cheerios, the oat cereal ready to eat, presents The Lone Ranger. And the haughty Hiyo Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Toto, the daring and resourceful mask rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Just a minute. Tom, I wasn't expecting
it. Back in the room. I'm going to reach for the ceiling.
You heard what he said. Raise your hands.
Get out of here, you varmints. Get out of here.
He's out cold, Jake.
Yeah, you shouldn't have hit him so hard. We want him to tell us where he hides his money.
Well, it must be here somewhere. Let's start looking.
All right. He's out with the desk. I'll search in the closet.
The stagecoach from Kansas City had arrived in Abilene. Tom Lee, after saying goodbye to the man he believed to be a rancher, went to the livery stable and claimed the horse left there for him by Dominic Taylor.
Steady. Yes, sir.
As he rode from town to the nearby D Circle T, the Lone Ranger joined Tonto at the opposite end of the main street. Tonto was holding the reins of the great horse Silver.
Aye, Kimakari.
Aye, Tonto.
Hello, Silver.
Easy, steady, big fella. Tonto, let's go directly to camp. I'd like to change these clothes. I'll tell you about my trip later.
Silver. Come on, come.
At that moment in the D Circle T ranch house, Jake and Slim continued their search for Don Taylor's hidden money. Unexpectedly, Jake found the secret hiding place in a bedroom closet. He pulled a valise from behind the wooden compartment.
Hey, Slim, look at the money in the suitcase. It's filled. But there's more here than we ever...
Leave that money alone.
The old man, Jake, he's come to.
He has a gun. Shoot him.
Taylor's shots missed, but Slim Weston's bullets caught the rancher in the side and shoulder. Taylor collapsed as a horse came to a stop outside.
Oh, you got him, Slim, twice.
There he is, horse. Dead, I think.
They slammed the door. It's a Chinaman. Get
out! Tom Lee, hearing the shots from outside, had run into the house. Now shot in the arm. He fell forward on his face as Slim's second shot whizzed by his head.
I'll finish them both off for
you. No, Slim, wait. I got an idea. The Chinaman's unconscious. Leave him that way.
Huh?
Yeah. Clay told us not to kill the old man, but we had to. This way it's better.
Stop talking. Let's move.
No, no. Take that gun of yours. Put it in the Chinaman's hand.
What?
You heard me. And when you've done that, give him a real hard rap on the head to make sure he's out cold for a long time.
But why?
Because they'll think he's the one who killed old man Taylor. We'll go down to the bunkhouse, tell Clay what we did, and have him go with the story to the sheriff. Then we... Slim, that kind of is right away.
Yes, yeah, that'll put him to sleep.
Hey, that was some work.
Hey, Jake, you think he heard what we said?
It doesn't matter if he did or not. He can't understand English. Don't you remember what Clay told us?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, let's get out now. We'll go to the bunkhouse and talk to Clay.
Less than 15 minutes later, Foreman Clay Geary of the D Circle T Ranch burst into the office of Sheriff Josh Renzo.
Sheriff, robbers, they escaped.
Clay, what's the matter? What happened?
Robbers, Chinese robbers. They murdered Tom Taylor.
Tom Taylor murdered?
Yeah, Wong's just... Wong's friend took Taylor's money and got away. I came in on him while they were doing it and tried to stop him. I stopped Wong right after he killed Taylor, but, well, they knocked me out and got away.
All of them?
No. Wong's still at the house. I'm conscious.
Let's get out there right away, then, Clay. I'll round up the posse.
You get Dr. White to hurry out to the ranch.
Dr. White?
Yeah. We want to save Wong so we can hang him. Chinese bandits, huh? We'll get him and show him what the law is.
Clay Geary, as he ran to Dr. White's office, passed the word about the fictitious Chinese bandit.
Sherman killed Don Taylor! A whole bandit Chinese robber!
The sheriff and his posse, together with Clay Geary and Dr. White, headed for Taylor's ranch at the same moment that Jake and Slim arrived in town by a roundabout way. The unconscious Chinese on the floor. Surprised, he turned to a suddenly ashen-faced Clay Geary.
That's not Wong. I thought you said Wong killed Taylor and that you busted Wong's head.
Well, I thought it was Wong. They said... Well, look, I was groggy from the way those Chinamen beat me. I thought it was Wong who shot Taylor, and
Sheriff.
I just...
Sheriff!
What is it, Doctor?
Taylor isn't dead. He's in bad shape. He's lost a lot of blood.
What?
He's not dead. Now, you men be careful.
Yes, sir.
Carry Taylor into bed, and I'll do what I can for him. That's it. Easy now.
All right.
Lame jetting on the bed. Sheriff, what about this Chinese boy?
He's out colder than anyone I've ever seen, Doctor.
Let me see.
Morrison.
Take him into town to my place. Or to jail, whatever you think best. Get my wife to look after him. She's a nurse.
Hey, Clay, where are you going?
I'm sick, Sheriff. I need air. I'll go outside and look for the trail. No Chinese must have left the trail.
Clay Geary spurred his horse all the way to Abilene. In town, he dismounted and hurried into the cafe.
Oh,
he found Jake and Slim waiting at a corner table.
Fools, you stupid fools!
Hey, who are you talking to like
you,
that?
You, Jake, and you, Slim. You didn't finish off Taylor at all.
What?
That's right. And the Chinaman you shot wasn't Wong.
You're crazy. You said there was only one Chinaman on the way. When we shot wasn't Wong, then who was he?
I don't know, and I don't care.
Can he understand English? Because if he cannot, Slim, he heard us talking. He understood us. We're cooked.
Well, let's make sure he doesn't talk. We got to act fast. Do it before the sheriff gets him here to town.
How?
Get a mob ready to lynch him.
Within minutes, a large crowd of men from the cafes were on the street, egged on by inflammatory speeches being made by Clay, Jake, and Slim. They had when he shouted,
"Make sure they don't lock him up in jail where we can't get at him. Let's burn the jailhouse down!
Hey, burn the jailhouse! Oh, boy,
don't let him harm the
jailer! Come on, get the fire started!"
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger adventure. Before the next exciting scene, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
I'm Mel Allen, the fellow who broadcast the New York Yankee baseball games. Naturally, I'm a little partial toward the Yankees, but I'll tell you this. When the Cleveland Indians come to town, there's one fellow I really keep my eye on, and that's Wheaties champion Al Rosen, living proof that champions are made, not born. You watch Al in batting practice or whipping that ball around with his teammates, and you can tell every move has been grooved by years of practice. Sit down with Al for breakfast, and you'll see where he gets that energy. Al chooses Wheaties. He knows. You don't get on top or stay on top if you're not in top condition. Now, Wheaties are nothing new with Al Rosen. No, sir. He's been eating them 22 years, since he was 7. Not off and on either, but right along. Wheaties can help anyone get on his way. After all, there's a whole kernel of wheat in every Wheaties flake. You can take my word for it. Champions are made, not born. Get on your way with Wheaties. Breakfast of champions.
Continue. The Lone Ranger and Tonto, in their newly established camp near the outskirts of Abilene, saw the reflection of fire in the sky above the town.
Here's Uller. Tonto, there's a fire in town. Perhaps we'll be able to help fight it easier. Should it be
close? Please count easier.
Come on, Uller!
Take its course. But Jake Spencer renewed the crowd's fury.
It's no use, Hal. We got to
keep warm and cool.
Jack and you, Clay.
Why,
the yellow bomber knows us.
You listened when we were back at the ranch?
That's you shot Mr. Taylor, too.
Oh, you dumb oxes. You were even more stupid than I thought.
If he told all that to the sheriff, we're finished.
We better get back to your place, Slim. Grab the money you took from Taylor and ride away from here. We'll be far away before the sheriff gets after us.
I don't think you
will. Hey, the mask, man.
Yes, and the sheriff.
The pass. Shoot him, boys.
No.
That's you, Jerry.
No.
What's the matter, Jake? Did you slip?
No.
Did you forget I already shot your gun hands once tonight?
Yeah, I forgot. I couldn't go.
My arms started to bleed again.
I couldn't care less after what you coyotes tried to get away with.
You have them dead to rights, Sheriff. Now, if you get Tom to a doctor.
Dr. Wyatt will take care of him as soon as he's finished with Mr. Taylor.
Come on, don't
meanwhile, we'll see that the doctor's wife does everything possible for your friend Tom.
Good. You might bandage these three crooks, too, before you put the cuffs on them.
I'll do that now.
Tom, a terrible thing happened to you tonight.
Might have been worse. From what I've heard, they might have hanged me.
But they didn't. And I doubt that they'll ever try to hang anyone again, except by law.
You're right about that, mister. It'll prove to them how wrong they can be about a lot of things. Especially about the color of a man's skin or the slant of his eyes. Tom, while you're in town, I want you to be my friend.
Well, thank you, Sheriff.
Goodbye, Tom. Sheriff, come on, fellow.
Wait, please don't go. He's gone. After all he did for me, he's gone.
Only somewhere else to help another hombre who's in trouble. Or to make people get smart to themselves. You see, he's the Lone Ranger.
Harley is a boy of fire. He brings wild animals back alive. He can capture lions, cause he knows he's got go power from Cheerios. Yes, he's got go power. There he goes. He's stealing his Cheerios.
No wonder Cheerios gives you real go power. It's made from oats, and every delicious spoonful of Cheerios and milk is real muscle-building food. Each spoonful contains vitamins, minerals, and proteins your body needs. Yes, those good things in a Cheerios breakfast do good things for your body. Help give you healthy nerves, good red blood, strong bones and muscles. Cheerios, the cereal shaped like little letter O's. Have Cheerios every morning. Then you'll hear people say,
what? He's stealing his Cheerios.
Feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated is created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Muir Incorporated, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer. Your announcer, Fred Foy. General Mills, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at this same time. Be sure to listen. This recorded program has come to you from Detroit. This is ABC Radio Network.